Oceans cover around 70% of Earth's surface and they are still not fully explored. So if you're curious about the wide ocean and all its inhabitants, the profession of a marine biologist is something for you. This podcast is about exactly that. You can literally dive into the topic and learn a lot new things about it. Have fun! So welcome to a podcast on the subject of marine biology. Here the four of us, together with two nice marine biologists, will answer the basic facts, interesting and exciting questions.
You need an A level with an at least 2.5 grade. You study biology first because marine biologist is not a job. It's just a specialized version of the job biologist. So first you will study biology for 4 years. After that you have to study 2 years again to specialize to a marine biologist. For all the 6 years you don't get paid. After that you earn around 2,000 euro at the beginning with your bachelor. After you've made the master and doctor, you earn 3,000 to 4,000 euro. Marine biologists use a variety of materials in their profession to conduct research and collect data. Commonly used materials include sampling equipment such as nets, sediments, traps, and baskets to gather samples of marine organisms and seabeds. To investigate the marine environment, marine biologists also utilize various measuring devices like thermometers, selenometers, and oxygen sensors to capture environmental parameters. Diving gear such as wetsuits, regulators, and dive computers are employed when underwater dives are necessary to observe marine life and collect samples. For analyzing samples in the laboratory, marine biologists use microscope, petri dishes, pipettes, and analytical instruments like the spectrometers and chromatographs. Computers and softwares are used to process data, create models, and present results. In addition to these materials, marine biologists often work with GPS devices, cameras, underwater drones, and other technological aids to effectively conduct their research and gain new insights to the marine environment.
First of all, we want to tell you what a marine biologist does. A marine biologist is a scientist who specializes in the study of marine life and marine ecosystems. In general, the work of a marine biologist involves a variety of activities and tasks aimed at understanding, protecting, and conserving life in the ocean. Here are some basic aspects of what a marine biologist do: researching marine organisms, studying marine ecosystems, and so on. Let's go for our interview with our podcast partner, Rolf Koppelmann and Elisa Schaum.
What qualifications do you need?
What do you mean? What kind of qualifications?
Like special talents.
Special talents. So for studying biology and especially marine biology, you should know the basic biology issues and also chemistry, physics, and mathematics.
Thank you. What are challenges in your job?
Challenges are, it's not always easy to find a job. So when you finished your studies, then you can get some jobs on soft money, which is only temporary, for getting a permanent job, that's often very difficult.
Mm-hmm. How many hours do you work in a week?
Officially 39, but normally a little bit more, because as a scientist you are always thinking about your topics, and if you have some ideas you work on it, or you are reading something. So
great. What do you do in your everyday work schedule?
So my work is for example teaching, which is about half of my work hours, and the other times I'm working in the lab, or we are going on expeditions with ships, and I'm working on new proposals and publications and so on.
Are there more career options, like doing a master or something?
Yes. As I already mentioned, you can start with a bachelor's degree, and then you can continue with a master, for example, at the University of Hamburg, with a master in marine ecosystems and fishery science.
Great. What instruments and technologies do you use in your work?
So in my work, we are using a lot of nets, different plankton nets to get samples, but also camera systems and remotely operated vehicles and echo sounders. And in the lab, we are using a lot of microscopes and some laboratory stuff to make analyzers.
Great. How much do you earn in your job?
This is fixed by a Tarifvertrag. It's a TVL. It's a Tarifvertrag der Länder, and then you're getting a position. It's called a starting position. It's E13. And I don't know, so as a start, I think you are getting around 4,000 euros or so.
That sounds good. So that will be all.
Now, Professor Dr. Charlotte Elisa Luise Schaum.
We recorded the interview with Elisa Schaum in German, so we translated it. Here it comes.
What skills or qualities are needed for this job?
Creativity is essential for solving problems in the lab or on a ship. Patience is important because results can take a long time and some measurements can be very boring. Resilience helps to avoid frustration when things don't go as planned.
Nice. What are the typical workplaces, such as for research, and do people go on ships?
The workplace depends on specialization. Some prefer working with computer models and AI if they don't enjoy being at sea. Others engage in research projects that include both ships, expedition and data analysis. Lab work and time on a ship can be exciting highlights of the job.
What can you do for environmental protection in your job?
Practically, you can use less plastic and more glass containers in your daily work. Additionally, sharing research findings with the public helps raise awareness about environmental dangers and the reality of climate change, contributing to public understanding and action.
Geht das nicht lauter?
Now we talk about how the job changed over the years and how marine biologists deal with the climate changes.
Marine biology has changed a lot over the years, adapting to new technology and environmental challenges. In the past, researchers used simple tools like nets and basic diving gear. Today, they use advanced technology like underwater robots, satellite monitoring, and DNA analytics. Research has also shifted. It used to focus on naming species and basic ecology. Now it looks at climate change, pollution, marine chemistry, and human impacts on the ocean. Environmental conditions have changed too. In the past, human impacts were less noticeable. Now climate change, ocean acidification, overfishing, and pollution are big issues. Research was mostly local before, but today scientists from around the world work together. Climate change affects marine habitats, making research harder. Rising sea temperature and ocean acidification threaten species and reduce biodiversity. Plastic pollution harms marine life and complicates research. Marine biologists often work in dangerous conditions due to extreme weather and pollution. Overall, climate change and plastic pollution require more complex methods and teamwork to solve these problems. Data collection used to be manual and slow, but now we use powerful computers and geographic information systems, GIS. Being a marine biologist today means not only exploring the wonders of the ocean, but also confronting the surf environmental challenges that threaten marine life and ecosystems.
This looks like then the section here is just right. Now you can accompany me to marine biologists on their day and on their way to explore the ocean dream. Thomas and Fred, Thomas and Fred will impress you. Thomas and Fred will impress you. Thomas and Fred will impress you the world.
Good morning in the morning, my fright-friendly Fred friend.
Nice to see you.
My friend, so I didn't look at the plan. Where are we today?
Like every day? At first, we will walk in the office, check a few mails, and plan our excursion. Because at 10 o'clock, we are divided to the ship group. After our little excursion, we go to the library and check what we found out at our boat tour. Then we come back to the office and research about our things that we found in the sea or in the lab.
Did you know that I actually love you?
Let's go to the office.
Yes, after you, my dear. In the office. Did you see the mail from the CEO?
Yes, she said we have to collect seagrams and microscope them.
And she said that they found a new organism at seabed, but the other department is already conducting research.
Okay, I'm done. I will pack our things for the excursion.
Great, but I still have to reply in mail from the Federal Center. At the way to the ship. So, my friend Fred, what will we do today at our research ship excursion?
Look for yourself. Here's the plan.
We need to check the temperature, salinity, and oxygen level. After that, we analyze the environmental parameters, marine organisms, and the seabed. Then we can collect a few samples of plants, animals, sediments, and plankton. Well, that's a lot. But it's fun! And we are a great team!
Yes, of course.
At the ship.
Thomas! Did you already check the temperature?
What?
The temperature!
Wait, I'm coming!
Did you check the temperature?
Oops, no, sorry. I forgot.
It's okay, then do it now and also check the oxygen level, please. While you do that, I check the seabed.
Okay, bye.
Tick-tack.
Okay, got it.
Yes?
So the temperature is 15 degrees and the oxygen level is 105%.
Great, the seabed looks also good.
Tick-tack.
Fred! Fred! I found sea grapes, look!
Wow, then get them up. Wait, here the landing net. Catch it!
Got them! Look, where should I put them?
Here I got the clean bucket and culture dish.
Perfect.
Now we got it all.
So we can ship her back on land?
Please, slowly getting seasick.
Okay.
In the library.
Attention! Here come the sea grapes!
Oh, I'm so scared.
I see, my friend Fred.
Okay, put the sea grapes under the microscope.
Oh, wow! Look, look! I see something. I guess it's plankton.
Oh, you are right.
Give it back. I want to see more.
Okay, but be careful.
Of course. I've been doing this for years. Ooh, Fred! Fred! Look! I think I spotted an organism. It looks like the type of plankton our CEO was talking about.
Oh, you are right. Wait, I will extract it. Give me the little culture dish and the test tube beside it.
Here.
Thanks, now I extract it. And then we can analyze it.
Yay! I love to analyze.
Back at the office.
Should I write an email to the CEO to tell her what we found out today?
Yes, you mean the sea grape thing, right?
Yes, and I already copied to the extract from the lab. I just attached it to the mail.
I will ask the other department what they found out at their excursion. They researched about the seabed, remember?
Of course, but forward me the mail when they replied. Oh, and attach the extract about the sea grapes plankton to the mail. I better order the apartment is interested.
Already did it.
I think we can call it a day after that. It's already 6 p.m.
Okay, nice. See you tomorrow, my friend Fred.
Bye.
So now you learn a lot about the job marine biologist. And we're sad to tell you that this episode is coming to an end.
That's it for
for the episode of our podcast about the amazing job of a marine biologist. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did telling you all about it.
Conclusion. Marine biologists are like explorers who study the ocean and help protect the many animals and plants that live there. Their work is very important for us to better understand the mysterious underwater world and keep our oceans healthy.
A big thank you to our guests Rolf Koppelmann and Elisa Schaum for the exciting information about the profession.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you won't miss any new episodes. If you enjoyed this episode, tell your friends about it and leave us a review. Until the next episode, stay curious and have fun discovering the world. Goodbye and see you soon.